Okay, hey guys, what's up? Welcome back to the podcast. This is my podcast and no one else's. Yeah, it's mine. One day I was, it's crazy, man. One day I was on a vacation. I was in a, I'm getting right into it, man. One time I was on a vacation and I went on a jog and I sort of like saw something like shining in the pot, in the sand. And I was like, what is that? What's that like shining at me in the sand? And I remember running over to it, digging it up. And I was like, oh, this is an award-winning, podcast. I'll take it. And then that's how I started. Found it on vacay, you know. This is episode 190. That's not true. That's a false story. I'm lying to you. I love to lie and tell lies. I hope you guys are doing okay, though. Get this out of the way, okay? I'm going on tour soon. Tour dates, they've been up for a while, but tour starts fucking really soon. Starts June 9th is the first show in Tampa. That show is almost sold out. The other show's in Florida. Not sold out yet, but, you know, I'd like to see that. So go to CurtisCarner.com. You know, you can click the link in the description. Come support me, man. Come see a show. If you've never done a comedy show before, you know, this would be a good one to go for your first one. So go check it out, man. Also, you can check out the Patreon if you want some bonus content. I'm going to record a bonus episode today after this main episode is done. Today we're looking at some incel tweets. So it'll be fun. That one's more like laid back, chill stuff. I don't have to worry about like the algorithm and the thumbnail. I just, you know, we look at the subreddit, we chill, I shoot the shit, and yeah, man. So if you want to check it out, that's also in the description. But yeah, tour's coming up soon. Get your tickets. I would like people to be at my shows, bro. I don't know how to. I just saw. Sorry, I don't want to start it off on like a shit note, but I just saw that there was another school shooting in America. It was in Texas, at a fucking elementary school, and this is a comedy podcast, you know, I don't want to bring it down, you know, too much, but this is fucking, this shit is happening all the time, and I feel like, I just want to talk about it. I don't know, I'm sorry, this is fucking, you know, but there's not much I can fuck even say that's not already been said like hundreds and hundreds of times because this shit keeps happening. And it's fucking scary, man. Like, it's like, especially being a kid, like, you shouldn't have to be scared to, like, go into school, right? Like, that's so. Yeah, that's fucking, I don't know. I don't know what I can do. I think all I really thought of to do is to put, like a fundraiser on this video. Hold up. I just fucking looked it up. I literally have the worst memory in the world. Okay, I did a little bit of research before I hopped on here, but I found a nonprofit charity called Coalition to Stop Gun Violence, and I'm just going to attach a fundraiser to this video. So if you could donate, that'd be great, and I don't know, it's just so weird because this shit happens so often and it's like, you feel like when it happens so much, you feel like fucking powerless, you know, like there's nothing you can do to actually change because it seems like the people who are in charge don't want things to change. But if that'll even help out a little, then, like, let's, I don't know. Sorry to fucking start it off, you know, so sad. But yeah, if you could donate, that would be, cool. Fuck, man. Let's, all right, change the pace. Change the pace. We're changing the pace of the podcast. I'm going to change the subject. You guys see the new Harry Styles album? Man. Harry's House, you got to listen to that shit? Obviously. I know my audience. yeah, of course you did. Of course you do. Definitely. I mean, after I really liked As It Was, so I was like, I was really looking forward to this album. But yo, I'll say it. This is his best one. This is his best album by far. Straight up. You know, I liked the first one. It was good. Second one, I was like, okay, it's all right. That's pretty good, right? Good shit, good songs on there. And the third one, I was like, okay, dude. Sign me up, man. I'm already signed up, but, you know, write my name down again. My name is at the top of the list, but put it down. Even if I have to change my name, sign me up, man. Sign me up again, dude. To get some good-ass songs on there, man. Daylight? If I was a bluebird, I would fly to you. Come on, man. Come on with that. I heard that and I was like, how dare you, you know? Well, the way I listen to albums that come out that I want to listen to, because I never have time to just, like, sit down and just, like, you know, just, like, listen to an album. I feel like I just can't do that. I need to be doing stuff. I was doing dishes the morning, like, 2 days after the album came out, because I was busy the day after, when it came out. So I was doing dishes in the morning and listening to it. And, you know, just, like, grooving, you know, scrubbing some old friggin' sauce off of a pan. And I was, you know, just, and I was feeling it, man. I was loving the music so much that, like, you know, when you, I, like, felt something wet in there and weird, like old food. And I didn't even care. I was like, that's fine. Give me more of that, actually. I would like more wet mystery items in my sink. Because I like the music that's going on. But then it got to the song Matilda in the middle of the album, which is like a really sad, not like, it's kind of, it is sad. It's a sad song.
Sephora stores are everywhere you are. So just pop in when you need a brown lip to match your 90s playlist. A confidence boost before your interview. Or a last-minute gift for mom's birthday. There's always a Sephora near you. Just pop in. Use our store locator to find your local Sephora or Sephora at Kohl's.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So, you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So, whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
And I was like, and it's about, it kind of hit close to me because it's about, like, family, like, shit, like, you know, your parents or one parent not, you know, treating you a way that you would like, right? You know, so that hit home a little bit to me. So I was like, so I started crying, man. I was, like, fucking crying while I was doing dishes, bro. I was like, I was scrubbing a plate. I was bawling while I was, cleaning some bowls, man. I was, I didn't even need to have the water running anymore when I was doing the dishes. I was just like, you know, rub it on my eye, and it was wet. It was soaked. I was crying at the song. But yeah, dude, that's a good shit. I love, like, You need a good cry, right? You need that, you know? And then, dude, another, I don't know what it is. I've been crying a lot the last, like, couple of weeks. Makes Mercury's in retrograde, you know? Mercury, more like Mercury. Take the R and the U out of Mercury, and that's what it is. Me cry. Right? The R and the U? Yeah, me, or, yeah, the first R and the U. Me cry. But yeah, the other song, Satellite, on the album is, like, so good. I wasn't, like, too hyped on it at first, but, like, now it's, like, it's made its way up my list. It's, like, my favorite song on the album. Spinning around waiting for you, call me in. You know, that is so good. And dude, I saw this shit on Twitter. Another thing that made me cry. another thing that made me cry. Someone made an edit with that song. They made a Wally edit on Twitter. Someone who I'm following fucking retweeted it. And how dare you? But they retweeted it and I watched it and it was a cute edit of Wally and Eve. And it was just so cute. And for whatever reason, it made me cry like a lot, man. It was, I'm going through something, I guess. But yeah, good ass fucking album though. Really good album. I'm going to try to go see him this summer. One of his tour dates lines up with mine, sort of. So I'm going to try to go to that. But we'll see, because fucking people are losing fucking arms and legs on their way to the fucking Ticketmaster checkout cart, man. It seems like a fucking hellhole whenever you try to order tickets for like someone like Harry Styles, right? There's like a million people in line before you. And you're like, okay, good, good. That's what it's like for my shows too. Yeah. In all of them, in all of the cities, especially Savannah, Georgia. Man, the actual mayor of Savannah, Georgia was like, he emailed me and was like, dude, chill. you're actually selling too many tickets. I'm kidding. That's like the one I'm selling the worst in, but it's all good, man. For the four people that show up, it's going to be an intimate show, dude. but no, it'll be lit. I don't care. Whatever, mate. It's all good. You can't be balling everywhere, man. Dude, Tampa's almost sold out. Orlando's almost sold out. Oklahoma City is sold out. LA, sold out. San Fran, sold out. Seattle, almost sold out. Austin, almost sold out. You know? Birmingham, almost sold out. So it's like, I'm okay. I'm not flopping. But in some places, I will be in a flop era. A location. I'll be in my flop location. I'm nervous because my sweat stains show a lot in this shirt. And they're already starting to peak, even though I have my fan on full blast. But all good, I guess. Nothing can stop my glands, mate. They're working overtime. You know what I mean? What else happened? We had a fucking crazy thunderstorm. A few days ago, we lost power for 30 hours, pretty much. And it was rough, man. You forget how much you rely on electricity, straight up. Like, I went to open my fridge, and I was like, oh, yeah, like, the light is supposed to be on. Because that's what I need to survive, the light in my fridge. Not like the fridge was getting a little warm too, but dude, the one that was totally slept on, fans in bathrooms. Dude, there's nothing like pooping in total darkness and then not even being able to like get rid of the smell. You know, you'd have to be like, you just have to sit there in the dark, in the stinky, stinky dark. The stinky dark. It really humbles you, man. You know, and this is what, that's what the cavemen had to do. Pooping in their cave, in their little hole in the cave, and it reeked, I'm sure, dude. Dude, caveman shit probably smelled so bad. old shit. Eating like liver and like just raw like bison, you know? Their shit probably like actually hurt. Like probably actually felt like a punch to the face. It probably made that noise too when you smelled it. It was like whoosh. You went whoosh. Oh god, you shit, didn't you? And then he was like, "Yep, I did. It's in the cave. Do not go in there. You will die. You will die a horrible caveman death." All right, we have some stuff to talk about in the news. But no, we're all about the thunderstorm. We're all safe. We're all good. Everything was fine. No one got hurt. Nothing was damaged. But it was crazy how fast that shit happens. To those who live in Ontario, who experienced that storm last weekend, it was like 10 minutes it rolled through. It was like, oh, it's kind of windy. No, it's a little rainy now. Oh, it's really, oh my God. Okay, yeah, that's the most wind I've ever seen. Like, it fucking picked up so quick. It's just scary how fast that can happen, man. Nature's fucked, dude. This just in, dude, I never thought of it, but, like, nature can be, like, kind of crazy, you know? It's, like, kind of, like, I think, yo, like, Mother Nature's probably feeling this this Mercury in retrograde. You know what I mean? Yeah, I'm just playing. Yeah, that's Earth whenever there's like that's Mother Nature whenever there's like a fucking natural disaster like a hurricane. Sorry, I think Mercury is in retrograde. I'm also addicted to doing this fucking cosplay hand movement thing. Whenever I get the opportunity, I do it, and it started as like unironic, but I think I'm doing it. No, I started doing it ironically, and now I think I'm doing it unironic. You know that fucking, hi, I'm kind of nervous. You know that fucking people who think they're in an anime? I do that all the time now, and I hate it. It needs to stop. But I can't stop for the life of me. It's my strange addiction. Okay, let's change the subject. We got some topical stuff to talk about. All right, this is kind of old news. Also, did I get? Oh, I was gonna get advice, but I forgot. Oh shit! All right, that's fine. Okay, so let's read this article. This is a little old news, but God damn it! Always with the technical difficulties, mate. Spinning around waiting for you, okay. So this is old news, like I said, but the title of this article is Jordan Peterson leaves Twitter after claiming Sports Illustrated swimsuit's first Asian American cover model is not beautiful. Hold on, let me make this bigger because I am a 28-year-old man and I need words big. Yumi News' appearance as Sports Illustrated swimsuit cover model was a first. It triggered two problematic words from the clinical psychologist. Also, hey, throw more ads on this page, why don't you? Not enough. Not enough ads. Whoever is in the web design of this website needs to go back to school. Okay. Jordan Peterson, clinical. Okay. Yo, I saw this. All right, never mind. I'm fucking scatterbrained right now, dude. Jordan Peterson, a clinical psychologist and conservative online personality, is facing backlash after making remarks about curve model Yumi Nu, who made history as Sports Illustrated swimsuit's first Asian American cover model. Peterson tweeted on Monday, calling New, who is half Japanese, not beautiful after she was featured on one of Sports Illustrated Swimsuits 22 edition front covers. And like, yo. Sorry, not beautiful. This is his tweet. Sorry. Oh, wait, how do I do his voice?
Sorry. Sorry, not beautiful. And no amount of authoritarian tolerance is going to change that.
I don't know how to do it, Jordan Peterson. But also, yo, you're looking at the same picture? Like, that's a beautiful girl. That's a pretty girl. You know what I mean? Like, what it... I can't wrap my head around what he was thinking with that tweet. Like, that is an attractive girl in a bikini. And then he's like, no, not for me. It isn't a textbook on right-wing talking points. Not sexy. Like, it's the same shit, man. It's like, I've talked about this with Sean as well, but it's like, like, guys on TikTok, when there's, like, a video of a girl on TikTok, and, I don't know, she's, like, in a bikini or something, right? Bikini? I said bikini. Is that how you pronounce it? Bikini. Bikini Phoenix. Bikini. It's like a girl in a bikini, and then like all the comments from dudes would be like, wow, that's all you have to offer. Wow.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Cool. Fucking that you look weird. Like, what do you want? Like, what do you want? You know? And then when there's a girl, like, fully clothed, they'll be like, take it off. Take their clothes off. Take your clothes off so we can tell you to put them on. Okay? Like, it's so fucking weird. Also, authoritarian tolerance. Hey, man. You're a fucking drama queen. What are you talking about? All this authoritarian tolerance. What are you talking about? What are you on about, man? Like, this man is a walking L, dude. Okay, let's read the rest. So, Peterson's tweet amassed over 57,000 likes, and I don't care. Why do men feel it's their duty to publicly pronounce their view on the attractiveness of women? Couldn't you just keep it to yourself? Yeah, true. Like, literally no one asked. Like, this is a prime example of, like no one asked. Literally no one asked. Also, yeah, not a good look, dude, to say that on the first Asian American model on the cover, dude. You're blowing it. So why? Wait, hold on. It said he quit, right? Yeah, it said he left Twitter forever. Okay, New, who walked runways for fashion designers and appeared in Vogue and fashion campaigns, previously spoke about societal pressures and body shaming she's faced. She's fierce, is what I said. She's a model, so fierce is in my head. I felt like I was less worthy for being Asian because I felt like an outsider being so tall. All I wanted to do was be white, to be white enough to fit in and not be called Godzilla. Oh my God. Okay, so he responded to Vouch. What do you say? Also, authoritarian, chunky woman on magazine covers, you sound like a parody of you. And he says, it's a conscious, progressive attempt to manipulate and retool the notion of beauty reliant on the idiot philosophy that such preferences are learned and properly changed by those who know better. But don't let the facts stop you. Like, are you, this guy's a fucking moron. The reason, what is beauty even? Right? What is that? It's something we've all made. It's something that we've created. Right? The idea of beauty, you know? No one cared about bad breath until they made a bunch of ads for Listerine to be like, you guys gotta use this and then people will like you and you'll fuck. And then they're like, okay, yeah, we'll buy that. And then no one cared about body hair on women until they advertised a fucking fucking razors to shave your legs, right? Didn't they do that? Didn't they like make that because there was like a surplus of razors or something? Some shit like that. I might be just be making shit up, but like that's the same thing, right? Like beauty, it's manufactured. We manufactured it to sell things. We didn't, right? Companies, the fucking corporations, man. They fucking, like, actually, though, I sound like a fucking QAnon supporter, but, like, literally, like, corporations, man, like, they're the ones who, like, made, you know, people think one, there's one way to be beautiful, right? Sure, like, a waterfall is beautiful, but, like, to some people, they'd be like, hey, it's just water falling off of a rock, I don't care, you know? So what a conscious, progressive attempt to manipulate and retool the notion of beauty? Good. Like, that's good. We should be doing that. We should be making everyone feel beautiful because for years and years, everything we look at is telling us the opposite. You know what I mean? Literally everywhere you look, it's like, you got to look like that and you have to be 9 feet tall and no hair, no body hair at all. Guys will not want to hook up with you if you have any hair anywhere. Okay, so where did... Okay, he went to... I want to see where he, like... Did he announce that he was leaving? Oh, shit. Okay. What'd he say? Okay, hold on. I recently stopped accessing Twitter for 3 weeks as an experiment. I had some of my staff post video links, etc. It was a genuine relief. I started to read and write more. I started using it again a few days ago, and I would say that my life got worse again almost instantly. This is him. This is Jordan Peterson tweeting. The endless flood of vicious insult is really not something that could be experienced anywhere else. I like to follow the people I know, but I think the incentive structure of the platform makes it intrinsically and dangerously insane. Yeah, like when you fuck around, you're going to find out, right? And that's what he did. So he goes on to say, so I told my staff to change my password to keep me from temptation and I'm departing once again. Don't use the word depart for Twitter, you know? It makes it seem like you're like sailing off in the distance. You're like on a sailboat. Yeah, it's just me in the open seas. No Twitter. If I have something to say, I'll write an article or make a video. If the issue is not important enough to justify that, then perhaps it would be best to just let it go. I mean, he's low-key spitting at the end, but, like, literally, though, this was, like... here's what happened. A model, a fucking supermodel... got on the cover of Sports Illustrated, which is not a crazy story at all. A pretty girl in a bikini is on the cover of Sports Illustrated. And he was like, ugly. She's ugly to me. And you're all crazy for thinking she's pretty. And then everyone was like, fuck you, man. You're insane and stupid and we don't agree with you and you should fuck off. And then he did. What an idiot, man. that's a good lesson. If you have an opinion like that, just keep it to yourself. But I'm not going to keep it to myself. About Jordan Peterson. Fuck, my camera just died. I'm going to get this one thought out. It's crazy for him to say that when he looks like this. Hold up. Oh! Holy shit. Yeah, man. Yeah, for sure, dude. Yeah. You decide what is beautiful. He looks like a melting boot. Like if you put a boot on a hot piece of like lava. Yeah, this guy's beautiful. This girl, no way, man. This old piece of shit, hell yeah. Okay, I'm going to turn my secondary camera back on, BRB. Yeah, dude's a bozo. Okay, I got one more thing. We got two more things to talk about. We'll speed run them. Okay, so, yo, we got a scandal. Jack Harlow, scandal. All right? I know this is... It's fucked up. This is white-on-white crime. And we got the same hair too. We got the same type of hair. We got the same. That's about it. We have the same type of hair. But we got a scandal, dude. Let me school you, Jack. Let me put you in your first class. I've been a G, throw up the L, six in the AM. So Jack Harlow, his first controversy, well, aside from his, like, you know, poor reception of his album that came out, but that one made me cry, too. That album made me cry, too, because it was so bad, dude. It was so bad. I'm just kidding. It wasn't that bad, actually. I liked it. I mean, I have, like, no, like, critical thinking. Pretty much to me, anything is good. Like, I've said this before about movies and shit. But for music, too. If you put on some music, I'll be like, that's pretty cool. So, I didn't mind it. And then I was like, yeah, that's a good album. And then I saw all the reviews. I was like, I guess it is bad. I have, like, no backbone. Okay. So, rapper Jack Harlow messes with a camera woman's equipment while she was trying to cover an NBA basketball game. Video goes viral. Also, a NBA basketball game. What kind of websites am I looking at, man? Shun, come on, bro. You gotta get me some better websites with some better grammar, my guy. What am I paying you for? I'm just kidding. Okay. Can you just play the video without opening fucking Twitter, bro? Okay. Okay. So he takes a video. He's at an NBA game, and he's like twisting the knobs and shit. He's being a little prankster. And he messes up all the shit. Dude, that's so annoying. Okay, everyone's saying that she got fired, but she didn't. It would have been crazy if he was the reason to get fired. But yo, Jack Harlow's canceled, man. He's canceled. Yeah, you can't do that. The incident took place when the woman was covering an NBA basketball game. The woman identified as Tammy Nguyen tagged the rapper in a video and said, "You owe me chicken fingers." You owe me chicken fingers? It's funny if she's calling him chicken fingers because he was, you know, clucking it up with his fingers. You know? You owe me chicken fingers. You owe me, chicken fingers. That's funny. Everyone's got to start calling Jack Harlow Chicken Fingers. You get tickets to the Chicken Finger show? Yo, that's such a sick name for a band. Yo, Chicken Fingers? Like a fucking hard rock band? Like a screamo band. We are Chicken Fingers!
Honey mustard! Ranch! Ranch! A little bit of ketchup!
You know? Dude. And they only scream about chicken fingers and dips.
Raising Cane's! Raising Cane's! Popeyes!
And the fucking a crazy breakdown, it's like, fucking... Oh my god, that's gonna sound so bad. Please, Sabrina, just do what you do to that audio. Fuck, it's gonna sound like shit. what a stupid bit, it's not even funny. Okay. So Jack Harlow's canceled. Don't be fucking with shit, man. What if one of those buttons was like a poison dart button and it shot out a poison dart and it hit like the ref and he was like, not again. Not again, Jack. You got me. Yeah, so, I mean, like, in the grand scheme of, like, controversies, I think Jack's okay. I think he's going to come out on top on this one. Also, he's in, like, it's actually kind of sick to get, like, a shit album review. Because then, you can only go up from there, right? And also, Grammy prediction, he's going to win. he's gonna win. He's going to win a fucking Grammy Macklemore style. He's going to beat Kendrick, because that's what happened with, was it Pimp a Butterfly that Macklemore, like, beat him for? Because Macklemore was, like, in the third grade, I thought I was gay. And everyone in the Grammy Association was like, oh, shit, this guy's a genius. Let's give him every award. Macklemore. He needs Macklemore awards than Kendrick, okay? Walk into the club like, what up? I got a big cock. Nah, I'm just pumped. I got some shit from the Grammys. All right, we got another segment. A segment we haven't done in a while, okay? We low-key have, but I keep forgetting that it's a segment that was reoccurring for a bit on the podcast. PooTube. We haven't done PooTube in a long time. And we're back. If you don't know what PooTube is, this is where we talk about YouTuber drama, YouTuber news. But it's usually shitty, hence the poo. So PooTube. And we got an article here. Says, my mouth is drooling at that ad for those tacos, damn. Those old El Paso tacos. But I wish it was chicken fingers! Okay, article is titled, Logan Paul Doubles Down on Plan to Become President. And that's President of the United States, by the way. President with role for Brother Jake. YouTube boxer Paul has previously outlined his plans to run for U.S. presidency, believing that the country needs a leader who is more authentic and creative. Yeah. I mean, like, the president, like, being a president isn't, like, it isn't, like, you know, like, being, like, a graphic designer. Like, it's, like, you need to have, like, man, Logan Paul, you know, addressing the nation.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
with his fucking hair and his fucking dude. Okay, it says he will have to hold off until 2032 to do so, as U.S. law states the minimum age to run for presidency is 35. Well, that's good. That's nice to know. Paul, who turned 27 last month. Yo, I'm older. I'm older than Logan Paul. And that guy's like twice my size. But he has to respect me because I'm older than him. sorry. So he was one of the first YouTubers to cross over to boxing when he fought fellow Yeah, I feel like, dude, you can't... If you were a YouTube boxer, you can't run for president. You know, you can't do that. There must be some guy to be like, no, don't. Speaking at the Future of Everything Festival, Paul said, I, Logan Paul, will be running for president in 2032. When asked what role Jake would have, Paul laughed and replied, Secretary of Defense. Okay, that's pretty funny. But, yeah, man, I just can't imagine someone taking him seriously, right? So he's literally a crypto bro running for a president of the United States of America. Honestly, I wouldn't put it past America because they already put a blonde idiot in charge of everything. They've done it before. So, I mean, history is bound to repeat itself. But, yeah, I don't know. I feel like U.S. and Japan relations will definitely go down if he wins. If he wins the election, you know. For obvious reasons. Also, like Logan, you know? A president named Logan? That can't happen. I mean, there is one named Joe right now, but still. I don't know, I might be in my words, but I guess YouTubers can be presidents now. I'm a mayor, so I guess that makes... I mean, YouTubers can be political figures, so that's fair. That's not crazy. That's not absurd to think, but I also would love to have the confidence of Logan Paul, you know, to actually say that, to be like, yeah, I'm going to run for president, and I'm being dead serious. Like, no shot. No shot I would ever be able to say that. I can't even, like, confidently say what I'm going to have for, like, dinner tomorrow. Like, hey, I don't know. You know? Things might change. Maybe old El Paso, dude. After seeing that ad? Shit. All right, I had the blonde idiot joke, the Japan joke. I had some good ones in there, so that was did my job as a comedian. Okay, well, we're at like 40-something. We should probably wrap it up. I have to do another episode, so if you guys want some more VRG, you want to check out the Patreon, man. As soon as you do, you get immediate access to like 20 bonus episodes that I've already done. So, yeah, man, just check it out. It's like $5 a month if you want to support, but if not, all good. It's all fucking good. All right. Thank you so much for watching. Yeah, check out that fundraiser, man. And, subscribe, like, comment, all that shit. Whatever you gotta do, do it. Come see me on tour. That's it. Thank you so much. Goodbye.